Good morning, friends. Good morning, friends. It is great to be together again this morning as we gather for worship. I invite you to take a moment to let us know you're here, either by filling out the attendance form in the green welcome pad at the end of your row, by following the QR code in your bulletins, or just clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. However you're joining us this morning, we are so glad you're here. While you're at it, you can fill out one of those prayer cards in the row alongside you or type your prayer requests into the chat thread over Zoom. The children will collect them later in the service, and we will lift them up together during the time of prayer. After the service, join us for lunch. This is a Random Acts of Pizza Sunday. Head on down to the downtown OIP for a time of fellowship and, of course, pizza. It is always a good time. The ladies' prayer breakfast is coming up next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. You can see the Friday flash or talk to Pam Grugan for more details. Also next weekend, you are invited to dinner and a movie. Frank Herbert's sci-fi classic, Dune, is loaded with fascinating reflections on spirituality, messianic movements, and persevering hope. You can join Henry Thurston Griswold and I viewing the new movie, Dune Part 2, at a matinee next Saturday at 3 p.m. I think the Friday Flash had it listed wrong. Is it noon? It's at 3 p.m. And after the movie, we'll have dinner together and a discussion of the film at the nearby Plaza Azteca Mexican restaurant. Haven't seen Part 1? No problem. Henry will be hosting a screening of the first part on Friday evening in preparation for our Saturday viewing of Part 2. Don't mind him. You know what we need? We need to get like that green spandex suit so that we can just edit him out. He'll be invisible. It'll be great. We'll work on that. Everybody's envisioning Marty in green spandex now, and we've lost the crowd. You can join Henry at his house. I don't know if Joanne knows that Henry invited everybody over, but he did, for a screening of the first part on Friday evening in preparation for the Saturday viewing of Part 2. Contact Henry or just write movie on the attendance form if you're interested in getting more information. And if you'd like Henry to purchase your ticket in advance for you, just let him know by tomorrow. He's right there. So that he can get them ordered. It should be a great time. This week is Rowan's last as our church administrator before they move into the next chapter of their lives. They will be missed. As Rowan transitions into their next adventure, we want to make sure to send them off with our well wishes and thanks. There will be a reception after worship next Sunday where you can verbalize your thanks. Additionally, we have a box in the back of the sanctuary beginning this week where you can place cards, notes, or other tokens of appreciation. Next Sunday is also our grocery card subscription week. Call into the office or fill out the quick form in the Friday Flash to sign up for grocery cards for the month. Then you can pay for them and pick them up after the service next week. You get full value to spend on the groceries you already buy. And the grocery stores give the church back 5% to support our ministries. It's an easy way to make a big impact. See Emily or Belle if you have any questions. On Wednesday this week, we hope you'll join us for our Lenten art devotionals. We had a great conversation this past week. Donna does a wonderful job at facilitating those conversations. It's a chance to explore the scripture through original works of art. You don't have to be an artist or a biblical scholar to notice things and learn from each other. It's really a great way to enter into the Lenten season. That's this Wednesday at 7 p.m. over Zoom. This morning, we continue our Lenten series, Wandering Heart, figuring out faith with Peter. By looking at the story of the disciple Peter boldly stepping out of his boat to join Jesus, who is walking on top of the water. I invite you to let the music of the bells center you as we enter this time of worship together.
Please rise as you are able and join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. God who welcomes the dreamers and the doubters, the courageous and the fearful, the hungry and the hopeful, the impatient and the reserved. God welcomes the young and the old, the poets and the prophets, the faithful and the tired, the curious and the certain. Wherever you are on your journey, wherever your boat is at sea, let us embrace one another in the body of Christ.
Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against him. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you have doubt?" When they got back into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
It is time for the younger among us to collect prayer cards. So if you have one of those, hold it up high. And then children, go way wide to come all the way up to the chancel. Today? Never? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Next week, somebody make sure Zach gets one. Hey, Cyrus, Henry, can you not climb under the bell table? Thanks. Cyrus, can you take that around to your dad, please? Everett? No. So, when Cyrus gets back, I have a very important question for you. Do any of you like ghost stories? No, I can't. Yeah. See, They're not scary. I don't actually like to be scared very much, but I do remember sitting around campfires and telling stories. Have you ever sat around a campfire?
Yeah.
And they turn on the flashlight like this? Does this even work with the lights on? I have no idea, to make it creepier. So I kind of like to picture the story that Jeremy just read for us like a ghost story. Like they told it around a fire before it got written down. Surely you can picture that. It was a dark and stormy night.
Start them like that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Not scary thing.
Except that this one actually was a dark and stormy night. It's true. So you know what? I think we can really get into this. But I'm going to need you to come up here. I want you guys to sit along here in a straight line as if you're in a boat. Sit here, straight line, facing me. Okay, you can be two sides to each other. Okay, so it's a dark and scary night, and the wind was blowing. Can I hear your wind? Yeah, the adults. Yes, please, adults, help the wind. And they're rocking back and forth. Here go the waves. The waves. Oh, my goodness. And then in the middle of this storm, when they're scary, look, it's a ghost. Oh, my goodness.
So
they're very, very scared. Okay, you're not scared at all, so they're very scared. They might be wetting their pants.
And
so what do you think? So the ghost says, don't be afraid. Take heart. I'm Jesus. What do you think you would do?
Faint.
What else?
Ghost?
A talking ghost. Do you know what Pete? What would you guys do?
I'd
wet your pants. You'd die. You'd paddle closer. Do you know what? Do you remember what Peter said? What did Peter do? He decided to get out of the boat and walk towards the ghost that said it was Jesus. So I want us to try to see what it might be like. Here, you guys, see what it might be. You guys, get out of your boat and get on a pillow to see what it might be like to try to walk on water. How's that feel?
It feels like I'm walking on
water. How's it feel? So, would it make you more or less scared to kind of be on the water that's a little not firm? What do you think? More or less scared?
Meh.
Meh. We don't know. Well, here's what it did to Peter. Do you know what it did to Peter? More scared. And he started to sink. And when he started to sink, what did he do, Cece?
He asked God Jesus.
Yeah, he screamed out for help. And what happened then? Jesus caught him. Just like that. Cry out for help again, Cece.
Help me.
Oh, and Jesus was right there. Cry out for help.
I'm sure.
Oh, and Jesus was right there. Cry out for help. And Jesus was right there.
Oh,
and Jesus was right there. And Jesus was right there. Oh, right there. Jesus was right there. Okay. So, Ezra. Jesus. Jesus was right there. Oh, and Jesus was right there. Okay, let's have a seat back down here. All the way down. All the way down. Have a seat. That was so fun. So, now that I've lost complete control of all of you, absolutely. We're going to pray together in just a moment, but before you go back to your seats, no, Everett. So, before you go back to your seats, I have children's bulletins for you that talk about this story so you can do more activities during the rest of the service. These are printed for you guys every single week, and we keep them in the back where we have the crayons and stuff, so make sure you pick them up. So let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for being with us when we're scared. Help us to be brave. By remembering that you are always near. Amen. Okay, here, take your wallet.
Rescue Me by Sarah R. Speed. I'd rather not need rescue. I'd prefer a five-step plan and a quick fix solution. I'd prefer stubborn insistence over honest vulnerability, because rescue requires asking for help. Rescue names the rising water. Rescue sees the tired treading feet. Rescue feels the swell of the wind and the rain at a slant. But when the floor falls out and the world is on fire and my small hands cannot fix the hurt welling in me, the prayer that slips out is rescue, rescue, rescue me.
In our scripture passage for today, Peter is out on a boat with the disciples when a storm hits. Instead of cowering in fear, Peter spots Jesus on the water and bravely crawls out of the boat to move closer to Christ. Friends, I think the prayer of confession is one way that we do the same. It's one way that we can crawl out of our boats. Here's what I mean. In the prayer of confession, we are honest about the storms that rage within and around us. In this prayer, we speak with honesty in an effort to move closer to God. This is our moment to crawl out of the boat. So friends, let's be like Peter. Join me in being courageous. Join me in truth-telling. Join me in prayer. It's time to get our feet wet. Let us pray together. Gracious God, there are days that threaten to swallow us. Days when the storms of life feel too big. In those moments, we often cling to the sides of our ships in fear, spending more energy hiding from storms than looking for you. Forgive us for doubting ourselves. Forgive us for doubting you. Rescue us from the storms of today and from the fears that trap us. With hope in our hearts, we pray. Amen. Thank you.